Hey everyone, this is Sarah, and welcome to my show. Hey, so I got these LinkedIn messages today, and I have to just unauthorized transaction. Like, that's all I can say, okay? I'm going to say it like a financial advisor would understand it, okay? Unauthorized. This is a foul message, okay? So, first one is, this is someone I asked to be on my podcast, and the person books the time with me, and then the person's like, okay, I set up this day, and by the way, can you link to my website when you post the podcast? Like, unauthorized, okay? We don't even know each other. I'm kind of like doing you a favor by getting you publicity, and you're gonna like milk it for all it's worth? Foul ball. Like, don't do this. If you are on LinkedIn and someone is like nice to you and offers to do a favor, like, don't do it right there over LinkedIn Messenger, for goodness sake. Why couldn't you just have waited until we actually have a conversation and build some rapport? It's like, I'm getting the feeling before I even have you on this show. Like, in fact, I'm about to cancel having you on this show. Whoever you are, you know who you are. If you're listening to this podcast, like, just so you know, I'm thinking of actually like undoing the request that I sent you, because that's how uncool you are doing that. Okay, so understand, if you're on LinkedIn and you're getting no response, it's because you're being self-centered like this person. It's an unauthorized transaction, y'all. Don't do it. Okay, second example is right here. You have somebody that he's telling me like, oh, I've sent all these messages, I didn't get a response. I'm like, what are you sending? Okay, and I see this. Dear X, I hope you are well. I advise expats in whatever country, I'm not going to say the name, right? Just whatever, in the UK, and I've been based in London since 2008. Okay, first of all, like, way not to start a LinkedIn message. Who cares? I do not care what you do. I do not care where you live. I don't care. I don't know you. I would never respond to this message. Okay? Unauthorized transaction. Given your international career, some of our articles and videos may be of interest to you. And then there's like a video linked. Feel free to contact me if we can be of assistance. No, we can't, because this is an unauthorized freaking transaction. Okay? Like, nowhere in this is there any intimation to listen to anything that the person says. You haven't even asked any questions. You haven't even indicated why the video might be useful, okay, to my specific situation. This message is all about you and nothing about me, and you're just throwing out and barfing information and hoping that I may be bored enough or have nothing to do or take pity on you or something like that and will respond. Unauthorized. And then this last one, this is another one where someone, like, again, I asked to be on my podcast, right? And so, by the way, all of you listening should be like at least flattered that I go through such efforts to like get good guests for this show. But anyways, so this other person is like, oh, sorry for the delay. First of all, I hate when people start out messages like, sorry for the delay, okay? Just be like, nothing. Just say nothing. Like, it's a waste of space, okay? The only reason you would say sorry for the delay is if you want to call attention to the fact that you didn't respond to me, which I don't even care that you didn't respond to me, because I have too many things to worry. Like, you make it sound like I'm sitting here just waiting for you to respond to me. Y'all, don't say that in either email or LinkedIn Messenger. Unauthorized transaction. Like, do not say sorry for the delay. Okay, unless you want to make the person feel bad and make them feel like you were blowing them off. Unauthorized transaction. Unfortunately, I hate the word unfortunately. It's another thing. It's so negative, and it's just, it's condescending, and it also just makes it, you know what comes next after unfortunately is going to be like the person dumping on you because they're trying to like brace you for it. In this case, I don't even care. In fact, I'm just going to disconnect from this person like right after I get done with this rant podcast. Anyways, I'm not able to participate on your podcast, like I even care anyways, but if any of our other material supports your efforts, you are more than welcome to source it. No kidding. I would have sourced it in the first place if I thought it was that good. Bye. Our whatever blog post this past, whatever she uses an acronym, I don't even know what that means, might be particularly relevant for your listeners. Do you even know anything about my listeners? We haven't even had a conversation. Appreciate you reaching out. Insincere, unauthorized transaction. Never want to even do any business with you, okay? Dumb. Anyways, okay, so these are just examples of like annoying and bad LinkedIn messages. Look, I don't send messages like that anymore, I don't think. I'm sure I've sent them in the past, but these are unauthorized transactions. If you want to be cool on LinkedIn Messenger, don't send crap like this. Ask me, just send me like an email or a direct message if you have a question, any of you, before you send messages on LinkedIn Messenger. But if you're not getting results, or this applies to like any kind of direct marketing, like, are you talking in a way that's not cool and unauthorized, like these unauthorized transactions? These really stink. Anyways, thanks for listening. Don't do an unauthorized transaction, okay? Bye.